Hare Krishna. In the chanting of the holy name, we want to engage our mati with the vyavsayatmika buddhi. Meditating on the holy name. But why there is distraction? This is explained by Prahlad. Prahlad says, Matir na Krishne. The mati, he told his father, your mati cannot be engaged in Krishna. Why? Even by your own endeavor, or by others' advice, or by even joint conferences purposes, you will not be able to engage your mati in Krishna. Why? Because griha vrtana, he says. If somebody is determined to hold on to a material contamination, such a person will not be able to engage his mind with one-pointed attention. Because a griha vrtana is like a pretending sleeper. He is not a sleeping person. A sleeping person is a living entity absorbed in avidya. But a pretending sleeping person is actually one who delights in avidya. Such a person is difficult to wake up. And then he told him, that sadhu manye asuravarya dehina. Oh, my dear leader of the asuras, he said, dehinam sada samudvigna diyam asat graha. The dehinam in this world, the living entities who have accepted the material bodies for the purpose of enjoyment, those living entities, he said, sada samudvigna, they are always disturbed and distracted by innumerable material plan making businesses, because he said asat graha, they have grasped or captured that which is asat. Asat is the temporary material things, and that which is misery producing, that which is anxiety producing, and that which increases shoka and moha and bhaya. So, because they have grasped this thing which is misery producing asad, that is why their minds are distracted, he says. So here, Prahlada's statement to his father, I was recently hearing Prabhupada's Bhagavatam lectures on this series. So that purpose is, the root cause of all distraction in our spiritual life is asad grahat. We have to find out, what am I capturing, that which is mundane, material, temporary? What has my mind hooked on to, which is causing this distraction? And that's the cause of all distraction in chanting purposes. And he said, itvaka vatam grihamanda kupam vanam gatavit harimashrayita. So he gave him the solution that if you take shelter of Hari, this root cause will be eradicated eventually. It is not only enough that one has given up asadgrahat, still one cannot concentrate on the holy name of Krishna unless mahiyasam padarjo vishekam nishkinchananam avrinita yavat, he said. Unless one becomes attracted to the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees who are always delighting in Krishna, absorbed in Krishna, with great determination they are executing the devotional vows and very joyfully engaged in Krishna service. So he said, mahiyasam padarajo abhishekam. You should not even take little dust particle and put on your head. You have to abhishek of yourself. Just like you bathe under a shower. And then you bathe under the shower of a pure devotee, he said. And he must be remembering Narada in his mind that time. Because that's the grace that came upon Prahlad. Similarly, he also told his father, it is better for you also to attend the class of Narada Muni and bathe yourself in the dust particles of the pure devotee. So all your mental contamination in your heart to which you are hooked on to, that will be finished. That Prabhupada says, Hiranyakashipu was very attached to his very healthy material body, which was tenacious. That was actually a blessing of Brahma after he performed severe penances. So now with that hard material body, Hiranyakashipu wanted to live forever, permanently, and take opportunity of delighting in the material body and material pleasures for all time to come. And that was what was making him graha vratanam and asat grahat. In this way, a living lady should never get into a material plan making mode with a material body. If this is abandoned, then one becomes absorbed in spiritual plan making with a spiritual body, and that is very elevating, and that way that's very fixing the intelligence in a one pointed mode, exactly like Krishna Pitama said. Iti mati rupa karpita vitrishna, he says, iti mati of Bhishma Pitama became fixed in one-pointed attention on Krishna with upakalpita vitrishna, all the trishna after the asatrishna, after the chase of the material objects was completely finished, and his mati became vyavasayatmika mati, one-pointed attention. And Prabhupada says this is a secret if one wants to give up distraction in approaching the Holy Name. Harinam Prabhu ki. It's offered our humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like this, it is our ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vacha kalpatarubhyasya rupa sindhubhya evacha vardana pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.